Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. And shout out to new member Paul Shigehara just this morning. Welcome to the club. Welcome to this community where we are on a mission to get better at playing the guitar. That's my mission anyway. That's what I've been working on lately. And by lately, I mean for the last 35, 40 years. More polyrhythms. Let's see. We did 7 against 4. Let's do 7 against 3 or 3 against 7. I'll use from this Bach piece that I did a video about earlier this week. I'll just use the first three harmonies from that, which is like a D minor and then a G minor with a D in the bass, and then like an A7 with a D in the bass. This is like a C sharp diminished, right? So three triads. That'll be our three. And for sevens, we'll just keep a pedal. So if I want to just do it, we'll start with one chord. Now I have to be thinking triplets. Sevens here. And then triplets here. Feeling the 7 as the main pulse or the 3 as the main pulse, I'm still feeling the same micro beat. And by micro beat, I mean like this thing. Comes in right at the beginning of the second triplet of the third beat, right? It makes sense because you're going to have two full beats as a 6 in terms of those micro beats. If we're feeling triplets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then, oh, sorry, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then it's going to come right after. And then 7 more is going to be, well, so those two beats that finish the third beat, and then the fourth beat is another 3, that's 5, and then you're going to have 6, 7, is going to be like, the first two parts of the next beat. So you're going to come in on the end of that fifth beat. Is it fifth beat? Yeah. Mm-hmm. this around, like do the three chords, it just puts more emphasis on that. So I could feel like, if I just play this by itself, you just hear three things, right? Kind of like two, three, but I'm actually feeling these as sevens. That tells me where my triplet is. Sorry. So if I do it even faster, idea. So what if we did it the other way? What if we put something in the top? Let's just do something simple like, I'll do a, this is from the beginning of a Duke Pearson tune called Chant. First three chords. So let's put, I'm just playing like a minor seventh voicing, one flat seventh, flat three. So I go C minor seven, B minor seven, B flat minor seven, all with the G in the top. Okay. A little tricky to switch. You just do it with two notes, maybe. See if you can get it so you can really feel this as a tempo that's happening. Some ideas for seven against three. You'll see it in both situations, you know, a bracket of seven over like a 3/4 bar maybe, which would just feel like, you know, faster than eighth notes a little bit, you know, you could start off like that. Or you might see it as a three against seven, you know, like real slow kind of phrase, like a big triplet over seven, which would just feel like, well, a little faster than half note triplets, you know. That just gave me an idea for something else to do a video on, but I'll get on that next time. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.